K M F A E E. Yeah. Glorilla. Glorilla. Actually has gorilla in it, doesn't it? Which sounds obvious, but sometimes the obvious gorilla can't be seen. I'm referring, of course, to the Invisible Gorilla Experiment. Check it out on YouTube. A group of six or so people passing a ball around, and you're asked to count the number of times the people pass the ball to each other. And while you're doing that, a gorilla comes on in the middle of the group, not a real one, a person in a gorilla costume, waves, fucks off. And as obvious as it is, 50% of the people watching this experiment miss the gorilla. You know, if it was a real gorilla, I'd say everyone would spot it. There'd be fucking carnage, wouldn't there? Some of the people would be mauled to death. But even then, some people would miss it, wouldn't they? They'd be like, what arm being ripped off? I didn't see it, I was watching the ball. Because this is the thing. We do miss things that are staring us in the face because we're looking for other stuff. Next time you watch a film, particularly if you're stuck in a rubbish one and a date or whatever, do what I do to pass the time. Don't watch any of the main characters. Look at the background artists and make up stories in your head about them. Or just imagine their day and lives, because believe me, it's far more interesting than Tom Cruise's. Tom Cruise comes in, sits in his plush trailer, gets paid $200 million. You know? The guys in the background are $75 a day, treated like shit. Have to sit outside in the cold. And then on set, they sit around for hours, and when action is called, they have to just pretend to be chatting to one another. When in fact, they're just slagging off the director for being a twat. I've done this a few times. So a few years ago, there's a charity called Comic Relief in the UK. And they said, any comedians want to do it being a sketch? And I was like, yeah, I'll do it, sure. Well, it's for charity. I turned up. Late, unfortunately. So they'd already allocated the main part. So they said, well, you'll be in the background. And I was like, well, whatever, sure, it's for charity. Not precious. And so I was hanging around for a few hours and they were dealing with all the main characters. And they said, well, you'll be in this office and the main action will be in the adjoining office. So I'm like, sure, not even in the same room as the action. Not even in the same room, but it's for charity, right? And then the director comes in, there's a couple of us, and says, yeah, if one of you can stand and the others sit, Nathan, you sit there, you've got your back to the camera, so we'll only be able to see the top of your head. The back of the top of your head. I'm like, oh, whatever. It's for charity. And on the way out, he said, you know, move around a bit and stuff, but don't worry too much, though, because this part of the shot won't really be seen. It will be in soft focus. I'm like, what do you mean? He said, well, it'll just be blurry. And I was just like, why are we here then? And he said, action. So if you go back to that Comic Relief sketch and you look hard enough, you can see the back of the top of my head through a glass window at the very far back of the shot. And as you're watching it, just wonder to yourself, what's going on with those guys? Because the real interesting human stories are right there. These guys are treated like shit. Not on Comic Relief, but I've done other stuff. And you're treated like shit when you're not the famous person, aren't you? The elephant in the room, on every film set, but also in every walk of life. The people that are paid nothing are treated like shit. The homeless, the sick, the dying, the poor, and the people of Ukraine. The elephant in the room, the gorilla waving at you, and you never even noticed.